Welcome back. Our next guest story is straight out of a fairy tale. Sarah Culberson was adopted by a white family decades ago and raised in West Virginia. But when she grew curious about her biological family, she got more than she bargained for, finding out that she was in fact a princess in Sierra Leone. Her story is now being turned into a movie, and she joins us now to discuss her journey. Welcome, Princess Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sarah, what a fascinating story. And from the beginning, you were adopted by the Culbersons when you were just a year old, and they were the only family you really knew. What made you seek out your biological family?
I always had these questions about who I look like, medical history, and I had all these things I wanted to try to figure out, and I didn't know where to begin. And I just said, you know, I want to find my birth family.
It's fascinating. Let's dive into your search for family members. In 2003, you actually hired a private investigator. You paid him $20. And 2 hours later, you got some life-changing information. So what did you learn about your family through this private investigator?
So my uncle called, and I thought I wrote a letter to my birth father, but it was actually to my uncle. So the private investigator found my uncle for me, and I wrote a letter, and within 4 days, I got a phone call. It was absolutely amazing to hear family's voice on the phone.
That must have been incredibly beautiful, but can you take us to the moment when someone told you that you were African royalty? How did you find out?
So yes, so I get on the phone call, and they say, Sarah, we are so happy you've been found. Do you know who you are? And I'm like, I'm Sarah. No, this is my Aunt Evelyn. She said, I was there when you were born. I used to take care of you when your mother would go to the grocery store. She said, hold on. Let me get your uncle on the phone. And then my uncle got on the phone and he said, Sarah, we are so happy you've been found. And then he said, do you know who you are? And I'm like, I'm Sarah. He said, you are part of a royal family. Your great-grandfather was a paramount chief. Your grandfather, you can be chief someday. You are a princess in this country. And I was completely overwhelmed. I was sitting there thinking, no, wait a second. You know, I thought I'm just going to see a picture or hear some stories. I had no idea that that was the last thing I would ever guess. You're a princess in this country. So it was this whole new world that opened up, and it was so absolutely inspiring.
Take us through the actual emotions and like maybe how you told your adoptive family about the fact that you were a princess.
This is really funny because when I told my sisters, who I grew up with, Lynn and Laura, they were in all the pictures that you were just showing. My sister Lynn was like, well, we always knew she was a princess, which is kind of funny. My sisters, I love them. They like to tease me. I'm the youngest in my family that I grew up in, and then I'm one of the oldest in my African side. But it was really incredible. And I thought to myself, you know, do I have to wear dresses all the time now? Do I have to be perfect? Can I never say a bad word or something? I mean, what does this mean exactly? And I didn't really know what all of it meant. And I started to learn about my family in Sierra Leone and what they had been through after an 11-year blood diamond war. And I saw that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my uncle, my family, my father actually had been doing work in education and impacting the country in so many different ways. My grandfather was knighted in Justice of the Peace by the Queen of England for all of his work in education. So our family has done so much within the country, and I started to learn about that, and I realized, okay, being a princess is not just about, okay, I'm a princess and we have all of this stuff. It's about being responsible. It's a responsibility in a country, not just into individuals or to my family, but to a community and to a country at large.
When you had that first call with your biological father, did he explain to you why you were put up for adoption?
Yeah, he did, actually. That's a really great question. He said, you know, my father was very young, and he had just come to the United States. And I was a surprise with my birth mother, right? And there he is. I love that picture. And so I was a surprise. And he said he knew he was there to get an education. And my birth mother said, hey, listen, Joe, her name's Lillian Pearl Matheny. And she said, I got this. I'll take care of her. You go to school. So he was in college. And then after 9 months, she said, hey, I don't have this. I don't think I can do this on my own. And I know you're in college. You're trying to make it. I think it would be best if we place her in adoption. And he said, you know, he thought about it and he said, okay, if you think that's what's best, because he knew where he was, he couldn't do everything that he needed to do and she needed to do. And honestly, I think they made a really smart decision because they gave me to the best family in the world who could give me the things that I needed as a child rather than two folks who were trying to figure out how to make all these things work. So I really have to say I admire to the utmost parents who place their children in adoption. They have what we as adopted kids don't understand. We sometimes think, oh, they didn't want me. Was I not enough? Like, that's something, because I work with adopted young people, and that's a conversation that we have. But what I've learned is it's so hard to place your child in adoption. It rips families' hearts out. And it's actually such a selfless act. So I'm just so grateful. My family, my birth family gave me to my family who I was raised in. And now we all get to see each other, work together, do projects in Sierra Leone. I took my parents to West Africa, which was so magical. And it's just been a really incredible, incredible experience that I never thought I would have in this lifetime.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about that. I understand you went to visit Sierra Leone, and there had been a 2 years of peace following decades-long civil war. So tell us what you saw.
When I arrived in Sierra Leone, one of the things, the first part that was so beautiful before I saw the destruction is I saw what happened after this 11-year civil war. I saw people who had missing arms, missing legs. The wonderful part was they had a celebration, and they gave me this beautiful green African dress, and all the women came forward, hundreds of people to welcome me, and all the women came forward wearing the same green dress, singing "We're Preparing for Sarah," which was absolutely beautiful and amazing. And then as the celebration and excitement started to die down, I saw what happened after the 11-year civil war. And I saw, as I mentioned before, people with missing arms, missing legs. And I really had to realize that this was a war that had caused a lot of destruction. And I can't just go back to America and act as if I didn't see this. This wasn't the Blood Diamond movie that was made years ago with these actors that I could push pause on. This was my family. And this is a community that went through so much. So we went back to the United States and we started a nonprofit. We originally named it the Pessoa Foundation, which is my family's name in Sierra Leone. And then we renamed it to Sierra Leone Rising. And we're doing work in public health, education, and female empowerment. And one of the things that's so special to me is that my dad, I call my dad who raised me my dad, and my birth father in Sierra Leone, my father. So my dad and my father worked together with Rotary and Rotary International and the Rotary Foundation to get wells for clean drinking water in the provinces. Because after a war, a lot of people didn't have access to clean drinking water. And they worked together to make that happen. So we were able to dig 9 wells, that are serving 12,000 people with clean drinking water. And that's actually my brother there, Hindo Bay. He's a lawyer actually in Sierra Leone, and he runs our whole nonprofit team on the ground, and I run the nonprofit arm here in the United States.
So incredible. I mean, your story obviously reads like a movie, so it's not surprising that Hollywood came calling. A movie is now in the works. It is being produced by Stephanie Allain, the first Black woman to produce the Academy Awards, in fact. So tell us what you hope to achieve through the movie.
That's a great question. And we talked about that when we were working with a writer, thinking about what do we want people to leave with? And I think there are so many messages that are there about culture and understanding about another culture across the world in Sierra Leone. I think people who've ever wanted to adopt may think about transracial adoption or adopting, period. I think that there are so many different ways that we can actually connect through this movie to have people come together and think about family and forgiveness, because I didn't realize I was really angry at my birth father. But once I kind of let go of that anger, I realized, well, wait a second. What was it like to be an African man in West Virginia at that time with a white woman? Maybe I should give this man a break. And I think forgiveness is something that we all can learn from and give ourselves such freedom.
Princess Sarah Culberson of Sierra Leone. What a fascinating and inspiring story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us and for all the work that you continue to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
Shall stretch forth her hands and bring our children from out of Babylon to the divine nature of repatriation. You understand? Yeah. So I got to send my love, my respect, my honor goes out to Mama Africa, the cradle of civilization, where all life began. For one to create so many colors, so many creeds, it's got to be beautiful. Yeah. So I know who I am and where I stand. I know where I'm from, Africa the beautiful. We love Mama Africa, she beautiful. Yeah, and I know she got a plan for every African. So Rastaman, I stand strong for Africa the beautiful. We love Mama Africa, she beautiful. Yeah. First place where we talk in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, Shashamaniland, Angola, Kenya, Senegal, Sefi, come over. From Cameroon, Nigeria, back down to Ghana. I don't love the way I treat your mama, but to you I send my blessings and my honor. For those who pillage your villages at Talava, big up all my brothers and sisters, Congo to Botswana. From Uganda to Gambia, South Africa. So many children, mama, she deliver. Through all the pain and all the stress, she never weed her. As some men who said that she had the life giver. Tell every youth in every crib, it's every corner, every hemisphere, every border. Emperor Selassie and we father, and Africa she and we mama. So I know who I am and where I stand. I know where I'm from, Africa the beautiful. We love Mama Africa, she beautiful. Yeah. And I know she got a plan for every African. So Rastaman, I stand strong for Africa the beautiful. We love Mama Africa, she beautiful. Yeah. It's a land so lush and a land so green, with so many kings and beautiful queens. If you take the time out to see, you will know say you are royalty. Don't be ungrateful, my youth. Take up the phone, Mama call and see. Ask her, are you feeling fine? Can you always be under my mind? Some of your son, them doing time, cause it hard and them doing crime. But we know the freedom is a must, one day everything will be due in time. When we go bring back the black star line, none could have been finer. Uno no go pillage mama village and take for the island diamond this time. From Zimbabwe down to the Niger, the youth them a freedom fighter. Fighter for freedom, freedom we fight for. Who no put up with no lighter. Then no bon fight for me rights, yeah. Bob Marley the writer. Boy, live it up, but we not give it up. One day we deal with much brighter. Take it to another height, yeah. Me not see nobody more might, yeah. Than Father God who bless Africa, so me tell them I'm more life, yeah. God, who I am and where I stand. I know where I'm from, Africa the beautiful. We love Mama Africa, she beautiful. Yeah. And I know she got a plan for every African. So Rastaman, I stand strong for Africa the beautiful. Think you love Mama Africa, she beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. As the fire I bless the whole African diaspora, isn't it? East, West, North side, South side. Africa the beautiful. Burundi. Algeria.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Le Festival International de Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD Bank, invites you to their 35th anniversary this summer. Join us for this world music event, a 13-day celebration from July 6th to the 18th. This innovative edition takes place in venues, outdoors, and online. A fusion of past and present, rich in history and in new musical discoveries. Discover the surprises. For more information and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Everybody does a run comfortably, but Israel don't have it already. A time to you get steady, cause everybody don't know Jaja already.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Boy, 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 boy.
Africa war, here I come.
Ethiopia land is best of all. Repatriate and make we take it all. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be in a yard.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oh, oh, oh.
Africa war, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go then, we now run everything. Jaja no say, we are forget it. When we go then, we now run everything. Jaja no say, we are forget it.
Africa have some green nice people. When you reach there, I know you will see it. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be tinaya.
Africa war.
We're now run left it.
Here I come.
Boy, 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 boy.
Africa war. Here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Take our tracks up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa war.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa war.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelite, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Cha-cha, no safe. We are
I'm not
Living vibes, get me down, little girl. Oh, yes. Living vibes, get me down. In a diva, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You are a really good dancer. I saw you in the dance last night. I saw you in the dance last night. She is a really solid mover. Every man want to hold her tight. Every man want to hold her tight. I want she come a dance beat. Everyone glad to see your face. Everyone glad to see your face. And all the boys like to see how she wind up, she is. She wind up, she is. She just a water pump, she a bubble up front. Water pump, she just a bubble up front. She bubble from the left and she bubble from the right. A little girl, she a dynamite. All right, oh yes, all right. Girl, you're in a pretty good shape. Hey, she just a nice up the place. Girl, she in a pretty good shape. She just a nice up the place. She just a act up the spot. Must be the rhythm makes she acting like that. She just a nice up the spot. Must be the rhythm makes she acting like that. Hey, she a water pump, she a bubble up front. Water pump, she a bubble up front. She bubble from the left and she bubble from the right. A little girl, she a dynamite. All right, all night, all night. Oh yes, little vibes, little vibes, get me down, little girl. Oh yes, I love the vibes, little vibes, get me down. Oh yeah, all right. You were a really good mover. I saw you getting down last night. Moving and I'm moving all night. You are the star of the show, whoa. Wherever you go, whoa. And everyone know, whoa. You stand out in the crowd. I saw you with the modeling fussy. I saw you with the modeling fussy. You really look just empty. Every man want a party with you. They want me take you to go, oh. They want me take you to disco, oh. And when you and them as far, they want me buy out the bar. All right, she just a water pump, she a bubble up front. Water pump, she a bubble up front. She bubble from the left and she bubble from the right. That little girl, she a dynamite. She just a water pump, hey, water pump. Want a pump and then you bubble up front. Alright, alright. Why you moving like that? Girl, why you acting like that? He just a actor, little vibes, little vibes, settle down. In another dance, why you?
And be a farmer man's wife. and the farmer man's wife. Seems that all she love is the bright city lights. I'm an awful race to go, but the lady love to dance and sport. And she no want to push fire stick. Every day she want look slick. She wanna be my wife, but she can't let the city life. No way, no way. Uptown girl, you don't wanna settle down. You don't wanna settle down. She says she passed all her subjects in a GCE. And how I man expect her to live up in the country. I man want to go cook up a yard. I am the girl want to be at up the spot. Country life is no place for that. She make a mask to a shop. Oh yeah, yes. Uptown girl, don't wanna settle down, yo. Boy, boy. Oh no, oh no, she wanna be my wife, but she can't let the city life. She can't let the city life. Don't wanna live up in the country and be a farmer man's wife. And be a farmer man's wife. No way, yeah. No way, yeah. Uptown girl, you don't wanna settle down, no. Uptown girl.
In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Oh, what a feeling. Make a acid herb a smoke and a dance all tight. No corner bus, no one, no fuss, no fight. Yeah. But me say, oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling I have, yeah. I me say, oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling I have. Now I can recall all my early days of childhood. Some wish us bad while others wish us good. Yeah. But me say, oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling I have. Yeah. But me say, oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling I have, yeah. I have. I
wonderful feeling. Liquor, acid, herb, I smoke, and the dance all tight. No corner bus, no one, no fuss, no fight. Yeah, I me say, oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Wonderful feeling, I am. Yeah, I me say, oh, what a feeling.
Wonderful feeling, I am. hurts to know you're going away. Seems like my life begins to ruin now that you're departing pretty soon. But what more can I say? Yeah. Sad to know that you're leaving. Even though it's kind of grieving. Sad to know that you're leaving. But I know that you'll return real soon. I will guide you out in coming in. What more can I say? Yeah. Sad to know that you're leaving. Even though it's kind of grieving. Sad to know that you're leaving. But I will guide you out.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jah guide, one love.
Thank you. Well, this one called the volcano eruption. Well, you see, 84 crowd of people. You know, man, have become new. Run, it him. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth them just are dressed up in a white collar shirt. And some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said, he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn down to left pocket. I'm searching for a comb automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is the number? I didn't answer. What is the number? I still don't answer. What is the number, boy? I really don't answer. In crank up, in chopper. Me mama, then me started to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW. What you want? 64, 46, BMW. Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord, it name. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the Donian cattle, not the Donian dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. He come from the planet of Earth. Say granny in the kitchen, I cook rice and chicken. The jet out the door, I cook it as you. No trouble granny, granny never trouble you. Nothing cook up in my tals too. Him. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. The youth them a dress up in a white collar shirt. And some of them wear it till it resemble dirt. He said, he want me to join the army. I ain't gonna do it, officer. No way, I ain't gonna do it. Turn out your left pocket. I'm searching for a comb automatic. I'm searching if you have any ratchet. He said, what is the number? I didn't answer. What is the number? I still don't answer. What is the number, boy? I really don't answer. In crank up, me chopper. Me mama, let me start it to answer. Guess what I say? 64, 46, BMW. What you want? 64, 46, that a BMW. Lord. He said, give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Lord. It him. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Not the Donian cattle, not the Donian dirt. He Donian cattle, not the Donian dirt. He come from the planet of Earth. Cause not he come from the planet of Earth. Cause things they used to do me, not go do it no more. Things they used to do me, not go do it no more. The year it changed to 84. But here yellow man come fi tell you the score. He said, he want me to join the army.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a music magazine show for you today with three interviews with aspiring artists. The first interview is with Derek Orsi. He is releasing The Day He Fell Off the Face of the World. The second interview is with Merton Hoek of Crab. He is producing an album called Sentience. We'll hear from Merton later in the show. The third interview brings us the Vast EP from Ink, Sticks, and Stones. We'll hear Vast 3 and Vast 5 this hour. 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather. And after some more music, Naomi will join us with her poetry segment and we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.